Leibetik Lamdish topic, and that is Chametz B'Pesach, and whether it is Dovash Yishu Matir. This, of course, comes up in this long Rama, where the Rama brings up all sorts of fascinating things, and we could have spent some time on Neder, because Neder is a fascinating topic as well, but the Rama writes over here, if you have my printing of the Shulchan Aruch, it's on page Nun Gimel, the last, it's in the last several lines of the Rama, but the Rama writes, Dovash Yishu Heter B'Chozer B'Nesar, something that will become mutter, but eventually it's going to go back to become asur again. Kikon chametz b'pesach, like chametz b'pesach, lo mipri davash yishu matirin. That's not called the davash yishu matirin because it will not be mutter forever. It's going to go back to being asur. However, there are, and it says Mordechai, and then v'yesh cholkin b'zeh Rambam. There are some that are cholik. So what I'd like to do is try to figure out what the Mordechai is based on, what the Rambam is based on, where they get these gedarim of davash yishu matirin that are different from each other, and discuss a little bit about where it comes from, where the concept of what are they arguing about lemaisa when it comes to Chametz B'Pesach. Meaning, if you're going to tell me that Chametz B'Pesach is not a davash yishu matirin like Mordechai does, does that mean that Chametz B'Pesach is not asur b'mashu? That Chametz B'Pesach is only a tefillah l'shishim? You don't have a din mashu? Right, by davash yishu matirin, it's asur mashu, it doesn't become batal afilu da'eda. But if you can tell me it's not a davash yishu matirin, you can tell me that it can become batal, Chametz B'Pesach can become batal, that would be matanis or something. So that would be a pella, l'chora, because we're always used to thinking that Chametz B'Pesach is for sure asur b'mashu. So let's go back to that sugya of Chametz B'Pesach and figure out how everyone arrives at their conclusions. So there's a Gemara in Pesach Madav Lamed Amad Aleph, where the Gemara talks about whether there is bittul on a mashu chametz, and it says it's asur b'mashu bein demino bein b'sheino mino. Not only is Chametz Pesach asur mashu, in a certain sense, it's even more chamer than davash yishu matirin, because whereas davash yishu matirin is not batal on its min demino, but it is batal in b'sheino mino. Right, because you have enough of a conflict with the physical characteristics, even if you don't have as much of a conflict with the spiritual or halachic characteristics, right? So there's literally min b'mino versus min b'she'eino mino. Yet when it comes to Chametz B'Pesach, the Gemara is explicit, bein b'mino, bein b'she'eino mino, it's aser b'mashu. So the Rishonim all struggle with why. Why would Chametz B'Pesach be aser mashu? Bein b'mino, bein b'she'eino mino. And there are essentially four basic approaches. I'm sure there are more. I'm sure there are more than four approaches, like Rabbi Benhar said, if someone were to come with a Masifta, right, I'm sure you'd be able to find 12 different approaches in Rishonim. But there are four basic approaches to this Gemara. One approach is what Tosos quotes, the Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, and it's the Sheet of the Shil Tos as well. Rabbi Benhar actually referenced this Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam when he said, I think in the course of that year, he said, everyone knows that Chametz B'Pesach is also Mashu. Well, everyone except for Rabbeinu Tam knows. So what he meant by that is that Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in Tosos and Pesachim on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, that there's a different kirsa in the Gemara, and that kirsa is just incorrect. And there is no such a thing as Chametz Pesach Asur Mashu. Chametz Pesach is not Asur Mashu. It's just like any other iser. It becomes batal in tarovas the same way any other iser would become batal in tarovas. That that you need shishim. If it's min b'sheinu mino, shishim midaraisim, min b'mino, shishim midaraisim, just like any other regular tarovas. So you just ignore that entire Gemara. That is Shita Shavim Tam. It's also the Shita of the She'iltos. So that's Mahalik number one, right? That there is no such thing of Chametz B'Pesach Asur Mashu. You can ignore the Gemara entirely because it's a mistaken Girsa. Shita number two is Rashi. Rashi writes that it's Asur B'Mashu because we paskin that min b'mino is b'mashu. Meaning, it's nothing special about Chametz. Says Rashi, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That min b'mino is asur b'mashu, midah raisa, min b'mino is asur b'mashu, memeila chametz b'pesach is asur b'mashu also. Now what's the problem? The Gemara had said that it's chametz b'pesach is asur b'mashu, bein b'mino, bein b'shein b'mino. So Rashi says, yeah, mishum chumra de chametz, we added b'shein b'mino also. Meaning, fundamentally, it's just like shari surim that become asur min b'mino b'mashu, and we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And the fact that we are more machmir by Chametz Pesach shouldn't be surprising to anybody, because we're always a little more machmir by Chametz Pesach. So therefore, it's asur mashu bein b'mino bein b'she'eino mino. Now, both of these first two approaches, we know automatically we're not going to pass them, right? Meaning the first approach we know we're not going to paskin like because it disregards the Gemara, and we're all familiar with the idea that chametz pesach is b'mashu, that we cannot disregard that that Gemara. The second mahalich we know we're not going to paskin like. Why? Because we don't paskin that Yehuda. We don't paskin that min b'mino is mashu. We paskin that that midar raisa min b'mino is b'ro. And it's midar rabbanan that you need shishin. We don't paskin this mashu. So Rashi is built on the foundation of Rabbi Yehuda, nafala yisod, nafala binyan, and therefore you know that we're not going to paskin like that chiluk either. So that's a second approach. That's Rashi's approach. Then there is the Mordechai, and then there is the Rambam. Right? Approaches 3 and 4 are the Mordechai and the Rambam, and they're the ones that are most relevant and the ones that actually show up on the page here in Shulchan Aruch. The Mordechai. In Maseches Pesachim Os Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel, and it's also a rush in the second part of Pesachim, Simin Hay, says that the entire thing is Mishum Chumra Dechametz. Not like Rashi. Rashi said fundamentally it's Rabbi Yehuda, throw on Chumra Dechametz as a reason to expand that to Min B'Sheinu Mito. No, says the Mordechai, not that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, no, we paskin that Min B'Mino is Midar Reis and Baruch. The whole idea of the Chametz Asumash is Mishum Chumra the Chametz. This relates, of course, to the very beginning of Maseches Pesachim. You've learned Maseches Pesachim in yeshivas, various stops along the way, right? So every yeshiva that learns Maseches Pesachim at least gets to that Beis Amid Aleph, right? So you're familiar, of course, with what Tosfos writes over there, Pesachim Beis Amid Aleph, where he explains that the Rabbanan were Misakin, Bedikas Chametz, because of Shami Yavala Achlo, unlike Rashi, right? Rashi says, why would the Rabbanan Misakin Bedikas Chametz? Because they're concerned about Valyra Valyum Matzin. Maybe you didn't do a proper bittul, and they're concerned you might come to own the Chametz, so you search and destroy the Chametz, and then you won't own any Chametz, because there simply won't be any Chametz. Whereas Tosa says, no, you took care of Valyra Valyum Matzin. You were Mevatel, Midaraisim Bittul Yal Misagi. If you're Mevatel Chametz, you don't own the Chametz. The concern is that if you're only mevatel l'chametz, but you are walking around your house and there's a box of Entenmann's donuts, and when I was growing up, that was always the example of chametz that every rabbi used. There was a box of Entenmann's donuts there, so shemiyav l'achlo that you might come to eat the Entenmann's donut that you see there. So Tosa says, well, why don't we make a similar gezeira? The concern is shemiyav l'achlo. Why don't we make a similar gezeira by other yisurim as well? That any time you have something that you're not allowed to eat, we should make a gezeira that you have to search for it and destroy it because you might find it and might come to eat it. Meaning there should be a din of bedika and bior on nevela and trefa and mechala and everything parla and kileka, everything because of shama yavo liachlo, which obviously is not a kasha according to Rashi. Right? Why is that not a kasha according to Rashi? Because Rashi said it's all about Bali Rabbi Matzeh. Only one Isra in the Torah has a din of Bali Rabbi Matzeh, and that's Chametz. So you're not going to expand, if the whole purpose of B'dika Biur is to avoid Bali Rabbi Matzeh, it doesn't make sense to apply B'dika Biur to other Isra in the Torah. They don't have Bali Rabbi Matzeh. But Tosos L'shitasam, that it's Shami Yavad Liachlo, that you might come to eat it, and that's why we do B'dika Biur. So Tosos is bothered. Why don't we do B'dika Biur on everything that's Asr to eat? Every Behemoth Tameya, every Nevela, every Trefa, everything that's Asr to eat. And Tosos says, Mishum Chumra de Chametz. Now Chametz has its own Chumra. What's the Chumra of Chametz? It's Nisr Karnes to Chametz. It's not just the Los HaSei, it's Nisr Karnes. And since it's Nisr Karnes, so that's why we have to do the B'dika Biur. So Tosa says, it's not the only thing that's in Isur Karis. There are other Isur Karis, and yet Chametz is the only thing that we have the B'dika Biur on. So how come Chametz is the only thing that we have the B'dika Biur on? It can't say that purely because it's in Isur Karis. So Tosa says, no, it's unique. It's unique in that it's a combination of two factors. It's in Isur Karis and Lobedili and Shemina. It's something that people are used to eating all the time, meaning it's something that people are not in the habit of shunning from their lives, right? If a person sees a cheeseburger, they know that is not for me. That is not what a Jew eats. If a person sees, nevela, he knows that is not what a Jew eats. But when it comes to chametz, for 51 out of 52 weeks of the year, we enjoy chametz, we eat chametz. There's nothing wrong with having chametz. So the combination of the fact of the chomer iser, that it's iser kares, plus lo bedili in shemineh, that we're not accustomed to staying away from it, so that's why they had to be misaking this din called bedika ubir. That's what Tosos says. That, so again, fundamentally, you have this concept that chomer d'chametz, that there's such a thing called chomer d'chametz, and we're going to have extra chomers by chametz that you don't have in the rest of kol haTorah kula. The Ran adds that that's why the Torah made it so chomer with the Isra Bali Rabbi Matzah. Meaning, why did the Torah create this Isra Bali Rabbi Matzah that you're not even allowed to own chametz? Because we don't have that, we don't have a din that you're not allowed to own the vein. We don't have a din that you're not allowed to own the vein with me. We don't have a din by any other isra in the Torah, because we have the combination of karis and lobedilimine. We have this extra chumra de chametz. So chumra de chametz leads the Torah to tell me that it's asr to own, and it leads the rabbanan to tell me that you need to do bediko biur. Right. So that's the unique status of chumra de chametz. By the way, that's one of Rabbi Yosef Engel's examples, that shitas haran of siyag d'oraisa. Right? Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses, do we ever find that the Torah itself builds a siyag around another din in the Torah? So he says, we find it somewhere between 14 and 18 times or something like that. And he discusses all over the place where you find it in shitas. So the Ran is one of those places. I think it's where how the piece starts even, is that the Ran tells you that the reason the Torah asks Bali Rabbi Matzeh is a siyag, lest you come to eat chametz, which is such an Isra Chamer, it's such a significant Isra. So that is the sheet of the Mordechai. So essentially, what the Mordechai tells us is, why is Chametz Asr Mashu? Not a word about Davar Sheyesh Matir. Why is Chametz Asr Mashu? Chametz Asr Mashu because Chumra de Chametz. So if Bein Amino, Bein Meshein Amino, it's got nothing to do really with Simon Kofbeis, because it's not a Davar Sheyesh Matir, which, Rambam writes. It fits. It's not called the Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin because it's going to keep on becoming Asur and Matir again. Does that mean that I deny that it's Asur B'Mashu? No! It's Asur B'Mashu. I agree that it's Asur B'Mashu. It just has nothing to do with Simuk of Beis. It's Asur B'Mashu for a totally separate reason, because Chametz Pesach has its own Chumrah. Then there is the Shita Sarman. The Rambam in the 15th paragraph of Chol Sasudos says that Chametz Pesach is Asur Mashu because it's Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. That's why it's Asur Mashu. Problem is, of course, that Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin is Asur Mashu only min v'mino. And the Gemara had said that Chametz Pesach is Asur Mashu bein v'mino, bein v'she'eino v'mino, right? That's the simplest way to explain that was the Ran. That if there's not a conflict, then you don't have bittul, but if there is a conflict, you do have bittul. Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin means there's less of a halachic conflict, but if it's min v'sheino, you know there's more of a mitzius conflict, and therefore you're going to have bittul. So the Rabbi writes, yeah, that's true, but we're machmir min v'sheino mino because of chomer d'chametz. Meaning, the fact that chametz pesach is from mashu is because Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. That's by min v'mino. And because of Chumrat HaChametz, we expand it to even Min B'Shein Amino. So he's not totally disagreeing with the Mordechai, but he says the yisod of the Isra Mashu of Chametz is Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. We're just willing to expand that to Min B'Shein Amino because of the Chumrat HaChametz. And the Rambam says, it's not so surprising if they have this Chumrat HaChametz, because the Torah itself says, Kol Machmetzas Lo Sochel, implying that you're not even allowed to eat tiny amounts of chametz. This is the Rambam writes. Look at the Rambam, Perek Tazvav Machosur, Halacha Tes, and then Halacha Yud Beis. He says, it's not so surprising that you have such a thing, because Kol Machmetz Lo Sochel sounds like that you're not allowed to eat any amount of chametz. That's a very perplexing line of the Rambam, and that you got to look around and see how the Akkadim deal with it, because it's a very, very troubling line of the Rambam. The reason it's troubling is because the Rambam is describing the Din Rabbanan of Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. So he's putting a pasuk to fortify a din drabbanan. It's obviously not pshat in the pasuk because the Rambam is talking on the drabbanan level. Not only that, it's a din drabbanan on top of it, meaning it's the expansion of the din drabbanan mishum chumra d'chametz. So that's what's kol machmetzas. It's kol machmetzas. Furthermore, the pasuk is teaching us about in this d'oraisa of tarubas chametz. It has nothing to do with chametz asr mashu. That there's a separate Isra D'oraisa called Tarobas Chametz. That if there's not that it's also B'mashu. Anyway, these are the four basic approaches. The first two we can pretty much vote out of halacha right away. because the first approach assumes that the Gemara should not be taken seriously because it's a mistake in Girsa. The second approach assumes that everything that we pass on Rabbi Yehuda min b'minos v'mashu, but approaches number 3 and 4, the Mordechai and the Rambam, are the ones that we take very seriously la halacha, and that's why they both appear in Shulchan Aruch. The question is, there enough nafkamina between them? Meaning, if both the Mordechai and the Rambam read the Gemara Kipshuto, Sabbat Avladim, that Chamez Pesach Zosim Machshu, Vein B'mino, Vein B'shein B'mino, they just have different ways of getting there. Right? That the Mordechai is purely a Chumr de Chamez person, and the Rambam says, no, it's Dovah Shish Matirin, and then you add on Chumr de Chamez. So is there any nafkamina between them? Now, the reason the Mordechai thinks it's not a Dovah Shish Matirin is, and the Mordechai says this explicitly, is that it's not going to be permanently mutter. Meaning after Pesach, it may become mutter, but then next year it's going to become asur again, and therefore anything that's chozer, and that's how the Rambam quotes it. That if it's chozer, v'nesar, then it's not called a davar sheyesh matir. Unlike, let's say, a beitza shenol de yom tov, is the davar sheyesh matir. Why? Because as soon as yom tov is over, it becomes mutter. Is it ever going to become asur again? Well, the chicken lays an egg next yom tov, that egg will be asur. This egg is going to be mutter next yom tov, right? It doesn't cut, the isur doesn't return. That which became mutter remains mutter forever. The shtickle Torah that everyone likes to say is that this machlokas between the Mordechai and the Rambam as to whether that which is chozer v'nesar is considered davar sheyesh matir is tali in, like everything is tali in, Rashi and the Rambam. Right? What is the part of davar sheyesh matir? How's the tali in Rashi and the Rambam? And Rashi learned, I don't remember if Rabbi Benar said this one, you might have, that Rashi learned that davar sheyesh matir is actually the klan of this, the klan of the hand. That as long as there's a way to do it practically in a mutter way, don't do it in the asur way. Why do I care that it's chozer v'nesar? I have 51 weeks out of the year where I can have it in a mutter way. So as long as I have 51 weeks out of the year, I can have it in a mutter way. So then ash tochad is tochad v'nesar. It should be a davar sheyesh lo matir, like the Rambam. Whereas the Ran would say, no, davar sheyesh matir is because if you were to, if you were to interrogate this Isra and say, what are you really? At the end of the day, I'll say, no, I'm really Heter, because I'm a Yesh Lamatir. Right? But Chavis Pesach, he's not gonna give in. He's not really Heter, because he comes back and he keeps on being Aser. He keeps on going back to becoming Aser over and over and over again. So to find that Pintali Yid of Heter, it may not be there. It may not be there. So according to the Ran, it could be that it doesn't fit the category of Davar Sheyesh Matirin. That's how they explain the Mordechai. So that's how the Achronim left to explain. It's a nice part. It doesn't. It's not 100% compelling. L'fishitas Aran. It is pretty compelling. L'fishitas Rashi. Not 100% compelling. L'fishitas Aran. But it's a nice way to say it.
Isn't Chametz,
you know,
they test up and they on test up over Miskalko, so it wouldn't be an official.
Is what?
Double
Lavdavka, meaning scotch, I'm told the longer it stays. My father-in-law told me that he was going to bring to Yisrael's offer a bottle of scotch that my parents bought him at Maya. He still didn't drink it. So a lot of willpower. So he said, the stomach's better now. It's 25 years in the... I don't think that's how it works. Yes, I love that when it's miskalka. Ain't a chavi, it's miskalka. You have to deal with that issue, but love that. The Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, but for a different reason than the Mordechai disagrees with the Rambam. And the Mordechai says, how can you call this davar sheyesh matir? It's going to be chozer v'nesar. It's not going to be matir. The Ramban says, how can you call davar sheyesh matir? It's not yesh matir. Meaning, if you find that you have chametz on Pesach and you forgot to do b'tikah b'ir b'tel every week, you got chametz on Pesach. What happens after Pesach? That's what we call chametz shomer lav on Pesach. It's nesar. The whole thing is awesome. It's never going to become mutter. How can you call that davar sheyesh matir? And if you have chametz, if there's an iser called chametz shomer lav Pesach, that's all the lists that come out after Yantiv. You know, this distributor of groceries is owned by a Jew, and this one is a Jewish CEO, and that, and you have to figure out that. How much stock ownership in that company is a problem, and what are their delivery habits? There are people that spend months researching these things, and it's serious. It's serious. There's a thing called Chametz Shomer Lav HaPesach. How would the Rambam answer that kasha? It's pretty strong kasha. So the Rambam would probably say that the Gemara says, is machlokas in the sechs pesach and revi'i the Rav Shimon, is chamish arba pesach that is darais who is a knas midrabban. Right, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that even chamish arba shalgoish arba pesach is aser, and it's based on the pasuk, meaning it's a din darais that any chamish that existed on pesach in this world, bein shal Yisrael, bein shal Akum, is going to be aser as soon as pesach is over. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds, no, chamtsu shal Yisrael. Sha'avra lava pesach, we make a knas that we meet the rabbana and it's going to be aser. It was chemtzul shel nachri, where he didn't violate anything by holding on to the chametz. You know, it was a distillery in Scotland or whatever. You know, where they never met a Jew and they have this chametz for decades or whatever. I don't have a problem with that. You know, that's going to be mutter after pesach. It's a knas. If a Jew violated Bal Yerabai Matze, this is what you get. That your chametz is going to be asr. So you assume it's only a knas, which obviously is how we paskin. Right? Otherwise, all those chametz parties in the Pesach programs after Yontif were miraculously, you know, a half hour after Havdalah, everyone's eating pizza, you know, so those they would never be able to happen. Right? Because how do they make those happen? They don't, like, start kneading the dough for the pizza after Pesach. They put them in chametz sticker freezers, and whatever they freeze it before Pesach, they sell the freezers to a nachri, they sell like, all that chametz to a nachri, and then they buy it back right after Pesach, and they throw it in the oven to warm it up, right? So that it belongs to a, meaning of the many problems on Pesach programs, that's one of the lesser problems on a Pesach program, unless they jump the gun on it, which happens. But there's no iser because it belonged to a nachri over the course of Pesach. So if you assume that it's only knas, which we do, so you can argue that that's still going to be called it's still going to be called a davar sheyesh lo matir.
Why?
Just because it's knas, it's still aser, right? It's still aser midrabanan. So let's think about this for a second. What is a knas? A chumrah or a kula? What's a knas? It's a chumrah. If the fact that it's a knas, when the prior to Rabban making this knas, that there's a thing called chamish arba lo pesach, the din was that chamish arba lo pesach was mutter, right? Meaning everything's mutter until proven aser, right? So prior to making the knas, chamish arba lo pesach was mutter, and therefore it was a davar sheyesh lo matir, which means that it cannot become batal. So the Rabban is saying, no, we need to be machmir, we need to make a knas. So we're going to make a knas that chametz arba lo pesach is going to be aser. Yeah, but in so doing, you're going to take away the status of davar sheyesh lo matir, which means what? It's not a kula. Now it can become bata. There's no way that a knas is meant to incorporate a kula also. Right? The knas was obviously only meant to be machmir, not to be maker. So prior to the knas, this was davar sheyesh lo matir that cannot become bata. The rabbanon are not going to make a knas that takes away its status of davar sheyesh lo matir, and therefore say now it's not going to be batal, and therefore say now it's going to be able to become batal. Can't be. So that's the machlokas between the Rambam, the Mordechai, and the Rambam, right? Whereas the Mordechai says that it's not called davar sheyesh lo matir because it will become asur again. The Rambam says it is davar sheyesh lo matir because it becomes batal after Pesach. And the Rabban says it's not a davar sheyesh lo matir like the Mordechai, but not because it will become aser again, but because it stays aser forever since it's chametz shavra lav hapesa.
Exactly. Does that answer that we should give work with Rashi? Because like if we point to the Rashi saying it's inherently mutter, we can make a knas on it as aser, but like Rashi, it's still like never have it. Does that make sense?
Meaning practically, yeah, I still think it would work according to Rashi, because still, when the Chacham made such a knas, even though you can never have it, there's no way they would have, you know, they would have incorporated a kula. Right? They must have come at it with an angle of chumrah. Yeah.
Can we say similar that the reason that it's still the Rosh Hashanah Kiryas is because Rav Shimon only was gozer by Yisus Be'en, but outside the Tarovas. Because the Rosh Hashanah Kiryas would inherently be a case of Tarovas.
No, because it could be in Sarev later. So there is another side with which to look at this.
Wait, I mean, it's an exact question.
At the time, there was no Dovashim. Then it's debatable. I mean, you could say that at the time, meaning Dovashim Shematir just wasn't a thing then. But still, the net result would be that the Knas created a Kula. And that was clearly never the intention of the Knas.
If it's possible that it happened later,
Interesting. So we need to know the history of the Takana. I don't know. There is another angle to look at all of this at, with, and that's it could be, yeah, there's a knas called chamish rabbe lo pesach, but in lundus, what's that knas? In lundus, when you have chamish rabbe lo pesach, it's an isser what? Is that an isser chavetz, or is it a separate isser called an isser knas of lo pesach? But it's not the same. It's not an expansion of the isser chavetz, meaning. It could be that the Yisr Chametz Shabbat disappears after Yom Kippur. And Lamai, there's a separate Yisr called Yisr Knas. So it's the Yisr Chametz is Yisr Matir, but there's, you know, superimposed on this Chametz, on this food, on these donuts, is on this pizza is going to be a separate Knas. The background to that Lamdas is a discussion that Rashi and Tosfos have in the first part of the Sechas Pesach. What if a person forgot to do Bedikas Chametz? So Rashi says, if you forgot to do Bedikas Chametz and Pesach is over, it's too late. Because the whole purpose of Bedikas Chametz is, Bedikas Beer is, so you don't come to violate Bali Rabbi Matzeh. You already violated Bali Rabbi Matzeh. It's not going to solve it to do Bedikas Chametz later. But Tulsa says, no, the whole concern is Shami Yavali Achla. And Shami Yom Liachlo is still concerned after Pesach because there's such a thing called Chametz Shabbat Lava Pesach. What's Tosfos assuming? The concern that we require to think of before Shami Yom Liachlo, what? That you might come to eat an Isser Chametz. So if you're going to tell me Shami Yom Liachlo exists after Pesach, you're assuming that even after Pesach it's still an Isser Chametz. That the Isser is a Shem Isser Chametz. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim says that anything that's an Isser Shiyesh Bokarnes, even if it's only an extension midrabanan of an Isser Shiyesh Bokarnes, a Zakin Mamre would be Chayva. Right? If a person is Zakin Mamre, he argues on the Sanhedrin Gadol in Psak Halacha, it's only in a very limited number of cases. If he argues about Isser Shiyesh Bokarnes, but it doesn't have to be that he argued about a particular shaila that actually involves kares, even if it's a derabbanan extension of that which has kares, it would be enough to make him a zaken mamre. So the Rambam gives the example of what would be a rabbinic extension of an isser sheyesh bo kares, chametz misheishos l'maila, because there's no kares when you eat chametz on erev Pesach after chatzos, but it's already aser. It's an isser that's an extension of an isser sheyesh bo kares. So it's yesh bo kares, but you don't actually get kares. But it's associated with the isser kares. Brisker Rav says the Rambam is careful to say mishesh al sinai. Besha chamishes, it's also asr, but that's a separate isser. Because there's no isser enough. So it's not even included in the isser sheyesh bo kares. Whether chametz shavah lo pesach is an extension of the isser chametz, where it's just a knas bialbo, but therefore chap enough kamina, not only the gabi dovashish levatirin, it might chap enough kamina, the gabi zaken mamre. Meaning, if you're going to tell me that a zaken mamre can only be a zaken mamre, if you argue about something that's connected to an isser kares, what if the zaken mamre argued about chamish shavah lo pesach? So is that connected to an isser sheyesh bo kares? So if you learn that chamish shavah lo pesach is an isser chametz, so it's connected, it's a rabbinic connection to the Sakaris. But if you hold Chametz Shabbat Lav Pesach, it's not an Isser Chametz, separate thing, Knas. So then it's just a separate Isser. It says, only do it, Karis, it can't be a Zaki Mamre on that. Meaning, we distinguish between Chametz on Erev Pesach, Mishay Shal Zalmaila, versus Birshal Chamishas. Mishay Shal Zalmaila is an extension of the Isser Chametz. Mishal Chamish is its own separate issue. That's why it's not even Asr Ba'anah. It's its own separate issue. So, what do you consider chametz sharmala pesach? Is it more like chametz bisheshel and laila, where it's an extension of the issur karetz, or meaning an add-on to the issur karetz, or do you view it like chametz pshat chamishes, which is not an issur at all, which is not the issur chametz at all? It's a totally separate issur. So it could be that that would be a nafkamina in terms of the lundus of how you view chametz sharmala pesach. But for our purposes, we have three basic shittos we show. Right? We have the Rambam, that chametz is a davar sheyesh matirin. Both the Mordechai and the Ramban say it's not a davar sheyesh matirin, but for different reasons. The Mordechai says it's not a davar sheyesh matirin because chozer nesar, and the Ramban says it's not a davar sheyesh matirin because not chozer nesar next year, but that as soon as Pesach is over, it goes back to being, it becomes chametz sharmala pesach, which is also us. But again, we still haven't given a real nafkamina. Meaning, either way, it's going to be asr b'mashu. So what's the nafkamina? Whether the reason it's asr b'mashu is like the Mordechai says, mishum chomer d'chametz. Or the reason it's asr b'mashu is like the Rambam says, it's davar sheyesh matir. So this is where it's a good time to chazer all the dinim of davar sheyesh matir. Because whatever the limitations are on davar sheyesh matir, if you say like the Rambam, you can have those same limitations on chametz pesach. And if you say like the Mordechai, you won't have those same limitations on chametz pesach. So, the Shach in Sivkat and Yid Gimel over here points out that on Erev Pesach there are no Kurmas the Chametz B'chiv Karis. You don't have the B'chiv Karis in Erev Pesach. So there's Machlokas tonight what the level of the Issur is. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that the Issur of Losochal Lav Chametz from the time of the Karban Pesach is when it's Asur to eat Chametz. Rabbi Shimon holds that it's not about the Karban Pesach. There's no lav mina Torah in Erev Pesach. So there's machlokas rishonim, according to Rabbi Shimon, that there's no lav mina Torah to chametz in Erev Pesach. Is it at least an isser esef to eat chametz in Erev Pesach? Is it still mita oraisa? Chametz achr chatzos Erev Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is an isser oraisa. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's not an isser oraisa machlokas achronim, whether it's a machlokas rishonim rather, whether it's a Isra Esai, or it's purely Midrabanan. So Tosa says an Isra Esai, the Balamar says that, no, it's not an Isra Esai, it's actually on a Daraisa level, it's a mitzvah. Why would it be a mitzvah? Eloch HaShchas and Gedol Vizut, there's no greater way of Tashbisu, destroying Chametz, than eating Chametz. So the Rambam Paschal Zekar Yehuda, the Rambam Paschal Zekar Shimon, which again, would then leave open the fish to survive and the issue of whether it's Isra Asay or Tzatu Gama. But everyone agrees that there's no Isra Kares on Erev Pesach. That's the Kulei Alma. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, however you want to say, whatever lumpus you have in Sech Pesach, whatever, however you're going to teach up that Shitas, Rabbi Shimon, you know, the Balamar, whatever. Everyone agrees there's no Isra Kares. So therefore, you can't call Chametz Erev Pesach something that's subject to Chumrah D'Chametz. Meaning, what was the whole yisod of why the Mordechai says that chametz is asur b'mashu? Because chomer the chametz. And Tosus, remember Tosus, Pesach and Dabbeis taught us, what do you mean chomer the chametz? What makes chametz so chomer? So it was a combination of two things. It was, it's this a kares, and it's a little bit dealer with that. But what if I have chametz that's not in this a kares? When do I ever have chametz that's asur, it's not in this a kares? Erev Pesach. So it shouldn't have all the chomer the chametz on Erev Pesach. And therefore, in Erev Pesach, it should not be asur b'mashu. Because if it's rooted in chomer d'chametz, it shouldn't be asur b'mashu, according to the Mordechai. Whereas, according to the Rambam, that chametz Pesach is asur b'mashu, not because it's so chomer, but because it's davar sheyesh lo matir. Then it should apply even in Erev Pesach. It's davar sheyesh lo matir in Erev Pesach, the same way it's davar sheyesh matir in Erev Pesach. So, one nafkamina, one clear nafkamina, between the Rambam and the Mordechai, is chametz on Erev Pesach. There is no chumrah de chametz when chametz of Erev Pesach, but it is a davar sheyesh matir. Even according to the Rambam, it will probably make a difference whether it's min b'mino versus min b'sheino. That's important, right? What will shittas Rambam? Shittas Rambam is the reason chametz asur mashu bein b'mino bein b'sheino mino is davar sheyesh matir. What? Davar sheyesh matir is only asur mashu when min b'mino. So Rambam says, yeah, then chumrah the chametz makes an asur min b'sheino mino also. So according to the Rambam, the chametz on Erev Pesach You might have point one where min b'mino it's davar sheyesh matirin, but you're not going to be able to make that extension to min b'sheino b'mino. Because min b'sheino b'mino is only on account of chumrat chametz. You don't have chumrat chametz on erev Pesach. So bein l'mordechai, bein l'rambam, chametz on erev Pesach is not going to be the same as chametz on Pesach, as far as bittul. It's just that the Mordechai says that there's no Isser Mashu of Chametz Erev Pesach. The Rambam says, B'Sheinu Mino there's no Isser Mashu, but B'Mino there is an Isser Mashu. A less complicated Nafkamina. Chametz Nuksha, there's no Chiv Karas. It's Aser, and it becomes Mutter, right? So the Aruch HaShulchan in the Tafim Zayin, in the Pesach, in the Gimel, says it's a davar sheyesh matirin, so according to the Rambam, it should not become asur. I'm sorry, according to the Rambam, it should stay asur mashu, whereas there's no chiyuv karis. So according to the Mordechai, even have the chomer chametz. A final nafkamina. By tarovas yavish biyavish, you have two shitos in Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Sim Tafim Zayin Sif Tes, but the chametz is asur mashu. Or chad betray, just like kol ha'torah kula. Let's say you have, sometimes you have these Pesach programs, you have like hamburgers with hamburger buns. And you're like, how are you getting hamburger? They look just like bread. And like about 50% of the Pesach programs are actually not bread, they're really just. So you have these hamburger buns that look like they're not bread, and you have a hamburger bun that looks like it is bread. So how do you view that? So do we say, you know, it's like kol ha'torah kula chad betray bavli? When you say, oh, this is chametz, so it's asur mashu. If I have 1,000 of the kosher lepesach ones and one chametz, but it's still not going to be bavli. So the Shach in Sifkat and Yudalit over here discusses this. So the Shach says, according to the Rabbi, the Chametz Asur Mashu, because it's Davar Sheyesh Matirin, it wouldn't even be Batel Yavish B'Yavish. But then he says, maybe that is the very Machlokas in Shulchan Aruch over there, where the Chametz Mashu is forbidden on account of Davar Sheyesh Matirin, meaning the very Machlokas between Rambam and Mordechai over here, whether it's Mishum Davar Sheyesh Matirin or Mishum Chumra V'Chametz. Meaning, if it's about Davar Sheyesh Matirin, then even Min B'Mino Yavish B'Yavish, you're going to say that it's Davar Sheyesh Matirin, so it's not going to be Kabbata. But if it's Mishum Chumra V'Chametz, so maybe it should not have the same status, right? How does he say? Well, if he's a married Yesh Vashaykh, then he shall have to Shishim Gagar, then he shall say. It must be they have shishim to locate up in Shais and Lubatel, which should be Vasha Mitintan. Me, Yeshlom, and Ashley Svar Shevi Machabur or Chaim Sham, Nami Pahapligi. I Chametz have a Dar Shish Matirin alone. That they're arguing whether Chametz is Dar Shish Matirin or not. So the Shach is suggesting that Nafkamina in this Machlok, so I'm in the Mordechai, is the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, whether Chametz is Asr B'Mashu, when it's or chad betray, when it's a tarovas of yavish biyavish. Now, do we pass in the Rambam? Do we pass in the Mordechai? They're both quoted here in Shulchan Aruch. They're both quoted here by the Rambam. So how do we pass in? Now that we have nafkaminas, you have to know how to pass in. If we didn't have any nafkaminas, it wouldn't matter. I just took a quick look at Rabbi Scotchel's sefer, and in the footnote he says it doesn't matter how we pass in, there's no nafkamina. Meaning, what he means is none of these nafkaminas are super duper practical, right? But Chametz Erev Pesach, not so crazy. So how do we pass them? So Rav Soloveitchik in Shiri Rav's in Peites Osalim says, Pashut, we don't pass like the Rambam. How do I know we don't pass like the Rambam and we consider this to not be a Davar Sheyesh Matirin? He says, because the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim doesn't pass like the Rambam. How do I know that? Because in Aruch Chaim, in Tafilin Beis, Shulchan Aruch talks about Kashering Kalim on Erev Pesach Kodem Chatzos, and says, look, Kashering your Kalim before Chatzos on Erev Pesach, you could do Agala on Kalim that are B'nai Yomlan, even if you don't have Shishim. Normally, when it comes to Kashering Yisurim, right, you need one or the other. You need to either make it a Tam Pagam and say B'nai Yomlan, or you need to tafshish, the water connected the kli. Right? We've said that 1,000 times already. But in Erev Pesach, kodem chatzos, if you kasher your kelim, you don't need that. If you kasher after chatzos, then you need shishim in the water or the kelim to be at a b'nei yom. And on Pesach itself, you're not allowed to kasher. Meaning what? Why on Pesach itself are you not allowed to kasher with Nagala? I'll have shishim. What's the problem? No, because it's also mashim. So what? I'll take a giant pot of water. I'll be magil, teeny tiny little spoon. Yeah, but that mashu of chametz can come out into the water. Chametz also mashu, will lasser all the water, go right back into the spoon, everything will be awesome. On Pesach itself. But what's the Shulchan Aruch telling me? That an Erev Pesach HaChatzos, it's not also for mashu. That was one of our nafkaminas. Whether you hold like the Rambam or the Mordechai. According to the Mordechai, that the whole reason that Chametz Pesach is also mashal is Mishum Chumra de Chametz, Mishum Chumra de Chametz. So on Erev Pesach, there is no Chumra de Chametz. And therefore, it's not going to be also mashal. And that's what the Shulchan says. But according to the Rambam, it's not about Chumra de Chametz, it's about the Rosh Hashanah Matirin. So it should be also mashal already on Erev Pesach. So it says for salvation, I'm not telling you that we don't pass like the Rambam. The Mechaber tells you we don't pass like the Rambam. The Mechaber in Hilchos Pesach tells you we don't pass like the Rambam. So it's a little bit odd that the Taz over here writes, in Sivkat and Yud Gimel, the Kos of Rachel, Perakal Vassar, Bei Zayin, Techei Nirei Iker, on Shikas Rambam, right? After you go to the Rambam, and it's over Shish Matirin, yeah, Techei Nirei Iker. How could the Taz just quote the Marshal like that when it's against the Mechaber? It's pretty clear. A final issue related to Chametz is the issue of Chozer V'Neir. So again, we're going to assume that Chametz is not a Dov Shish Matir, we assume like the word.
Why wouldn't it be in Michigan, you know, Chametz the Mordor?
Chametz goes into the water. That's min b'she'eno mino. Even the Rambam said by min b'she'eno mino, it's mishum chumra de chametz. And if it's mishum chumra de chametz, it shouldn't apply to Erev Pesach. That's a good point. Right? Meaning the whole Vardar of Salvation wants to say is that Mechaber Paskin's Beferish, that in Pesach, that Chumar the Chametz, that Chametz, the Isser Mashul Chametz, doesn't apply on Erev Pesach. And we thought, oh, that's a right to the Mordechai, because the whole thing is Mishum Chumar the Chametz, and Chumar the Chametz doesn't apply on Erev Pesach. But even like the Rambam, the idea that chametz is mashul min b'she'en amino is mishum chumra de chametz. So whenever you have a tarot is a min b'she'en amino, it should also be considered mishum chumra de chametz, and therefore not apply in Erev Pesach. So who says the mechaber is passing like the Mordechai? Maybe he's passing like the Rambam. But when you do agal, it's min b'she'en amino.
I think the rub comes out at the end that you're important that the Rambam will hold that on Erev Pesach even min b'she'en amino.
Oh yeah? How?
He says like once the thesis is the original material, so then like even though the extra like comma doesn't apply, then it's still, I don't know.
It's a package deal.
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta figure that out. Okay, so the rough thought of it. Okay. Good. So again, we assume like the Mordechai. Chametz is not a negotiation material, and therefore the entire Isser Mashon is based on the Chametz, and it would not apply on Erev Pesach. So it would turn out that if you have a tarobas from before Pesach, as long as tarobas happen before Pesach, it becomes batel. But then what happens when Pesach comes? Do you say, Chozer V'Neir, now I need to reassess the whole tarobas? Meaning it was batel then, so if I wanted to eat it for lunch on Erev Pesach, that's fine. But it's not batel now, because Pesach has come, and now it's also mashu. So do we say Chozer V'Neir? That if Chozer V'Neir, now it's going to be Asr Mashu, do we assume that it's already Batal and it's not going to be Chozer V'Neir? So generally speaking, we pass the principle of Chozer V'Neir. Several Rishonim say that we do not apply a Chozer Minera Ben Chametz. Other Rishonim say we do. As a matter of halach, the Mechaber Rochaim Tavnam Zayin Siddal holds two opinions. The Rosh, in the second paragraph of Sakhar, says the Chametz that was already bespat or Chozer Pesach is not Chozer Minera. It's bottle, therefore even on Pesach it's fine. And the Rambam, who implies, based on the Magnus of the Rambam, that it's Chozer Minera on Pesach will become Asur Mashu. So the Rambam says it depends whether it's Yavish B'Yavish or Lach B'Lach. That if it's Lach B'Lach, there's a total fusion of the items and therefore there's been a full bittel. But when it's Yavish B'Yavish, there's a halachic bittel, but the Yisra is still really bad. So then it's going to be Chozer Minera. That's how we learn. So our Salvation wonders, how can we say, this is again some Pesach's base, how can you say Chozer Minera without adding anything to the Tarobas? And just waiting for the... Meaning the whole discussion of Chozer Minera is like when the math changes, when the ratios change. That was our discussion in Smith's class or wherever it was, where we discussed Chozer Minera. Right? But now we say Chozer Minera is just... There was a Mashul Chametz that went in on Erev Pesach, and it became Batel, and now I'm just looking at my watch, and it comes comes Pesach. Oh, now it's not Batel anymore. Right? How does that work? The Chozer Minera is going to happen just with the passage of time. So Salvech explains that the Gemara in Chulin, the Chesed and Beis, implies that in order to kasher a knife, you need lib, which means direct fight. But in Pesach and Daflam and Beis, it says kasher a knife, you only need hagal. So Tosfos in Chulin, the Chesed and Beis, ask the kasher, which is it? Is it lib or hagal to kasher a knife? So Tosfos are Beis Tan. That chametz, which is hetera bala, is different than gilei nachrim, which is isura bala. Meaning, if it was a chametz took a knife, you used it 2 weeks before Pesach, it was heter at that time. Whereas, if it was a knife that was from a non-kosher steakhouse, so it was isura bala. And that's why the Gemara of the Zohar says that a shvud and an askelon that are balua with nosar can be kashered with agala. Nosar is hetera bala. Why is nosar hetera bala? Because at the time that it was Balea, it was a kasher or karba. And now it's just past the Zman Achil of that karba. But at the time it was a terubah. So the whole Mahalik assumes that we consider Chametz Lefnei Pesach to be a terubah. Tosus quotes a second answer that in Chulin the Gemara is talking about a very big knife. And they typically use a big knife directly over the fire, so that's why it needs lever. It all depends on the ishtamshus of the knife. But smaller knives, which aren't used directly over the fire, it's just used on a piece of steak or something, that would require agala. That would require agala. That assumes that even chametz is yisura bala. And therefore, Tosfos can't accept the original chiluk, because even chametz is considered yisura bala. Essentially, the two deos are, do we view chametz lefnei HaPesach as yisura bala or hetera bala? And it has huge enough kaminas in the dinim of kasher and kelim. The Rambam, Ilchus Chametz Matzah Parakei Halacha Gimel, says that you could do Hagal to Kasher Knife to Pesach. That's it. He doesn't mention a word about Libra. No distinction, big knife, small knife, nothing. You can do Hagal, it's fine. The Kasher Knife for Pesach. What's he assuming? He's assuming like Shitas, Rabbi Natan, that there's no difference between big knife and small knife. It's all about Hetera Bala versus Yisura Bala. And he's assuming the Chametz Pesach is Hetera Bala. So you also Rabbi Natan. First answer with Tosfos, Chametz Lefnei Pesach is Hetera Bala. So it follows, if it was hetera bala, that the chametz was never really bottled before Pesach. Because it was a tarobas of heter beheter. In order to have bittul, you need some sort of friction. But if it's hetera bala before Pesach, it's heter and heter, there was never friction to begin with. See, even when chatzos arrives there at Pesach and the chametz becomes asur, it's not bottled because the Rambam holds the chametz lach chatzos is asur b'mashu because it's dor sheish matir. So prior to Pesach, it couldn't become batel because it was heter beheter. Comes Erev Pesach Har Chatzos, it can't become batel. Now it's an Isra, but it's an Isra, it's a Dovah Shishu Matirin. So it can't become batel. So the Rambam would say that the Isra Mashal will be Chala and Tarobas Chametz, even if the mixing happened on Erev Pesach. The Rush has to either hold that Chametz Lepnei Pesach is Yisura Bala, and therefore it becomes batel. That the whole year we recognize that there's an Isra called Chametz. It just happens to be that you're allowed to eat it the rest of the year, but the whole year we recognize that this is called chametz. So when chametz becomes in this batel of Pesach, it's yisura bala. Or that an erev Pesach har chatzos becomes batel because it's not a dor sheish matir like a mordechai. So The Rama said that the Torah was lach b'lach before Pesach starts is nisariv kodem hazman and is mutter, and you can even eat it on Pesach. We pass that way, maybe I did. Right? Meaning, we pass it that if you have a mashu chametz that became nisariv before Pesach and it was lach b'lach, it's mutter on Pesach, and it's actually mutter. That's one of the svaras to not be so makdir about shvura matzah the whole of Pesach. Is there a chashash that there's a mashu chametz in the machinery that maybe got mixed in? Yeah, the mashu chametz is not a problem if it all happened before Pesach, as long as they're not running the machines on Pesach. So the mashu chametz is not going to be a problem. The chumrah to break apart all the machines and wipe them down, clean them all out every 18 minutes and start again is to avoid having to rely on that rabbah. Right? It's just so that you don't have to rely on that Ramah, that there's a bit of chametz lifnei Pesach. But again, Ramah says you can rely on it, right? Ramah says that there is such a thing as bit of chametz lifnei Pesach. Rabbi Savlovsky told the Maisa that he got the following shayla. Rabbi Savlovsky once got the following shayla. Someone went to the store on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, and they bought chametz matzah meal. There's matzah meal, it's chametz stick. They take a chametz stick and matzahs and make matzah meal out of it. It's mind-boggling. And you always have to be careful with Shabbat for Pesach. Look for the Pesach certification. Just because it's in the Pesach aisle doesn't necessarily mean that special Pesach. Not every grocery store worker knows what he's doing, right? And is going to double check everything. I remember once at my parents' house on Chol HaMoed when my kids were very, very young and my brother's kids were very, very young and all the grandchildren were at my parents' house and giving the kids Pesach cereal. You know, it's always an experiment, see if they eat it. Sometimes we just keep the Pesach cereal from year to year to remind ourselves that no one eats it. You know, so my brother was feeding, whatever brand, firm brand, Pesach cereal to the kids. And my brother's like, this Pesach cereal actually looks decent. And then he looks at the ingredients, he's like, cornstarch? That's kidneys. Wheat flour? That's chametz. Turns out the firm brands make chametz stick of cereal also. It's not only if you went to camp, you know, to the firm camp, you probably saw that. But, you don't get that in normal Orthodox camps. But Rabbi Salosky's maxim was that the person bought chametz stick of matzah meal, and they went to this on Erev Pesach, and then they made cookies with it, Pesach, what they thought were Pesach stick cookies. And they realized the issue on the first day of Chol HaMoed when they took out the box of matzah meal again. And they realized it didn't say matzah meal, it said chametz meal. So, first question is, how much of the recipe was the matzah meal? And you need to know, is it batel l'shishim or not? Would there be batel l'shishim if lo yitzur, you could have batel? So it turns out most of the ingredients were other things, were not matzah meal. And they combined Pesach to matzah meal with chametz to matzah meal. They mostly had Pesach to matzah meal, they just were mashling a little chametz to come out to me. So it's chametz lefnei Pesach. According to the Rama, batel d'shishin. It's not a davar shiyesh l'matirin. We don't pass in like the Rama. So it's chametz lefnei Pesach, batel d'shishin, not a davar shiyesh l'matirin. And therefore, l'chora, it's mutter. Now one might argue, yep, the idea said harovas only came on Pesach. I'm not worried about that. Mishavura says it matters when the Torah happened, not when you have a Yediyah Satarah. Okay, that's from tomorrow. We will pick up with Simon Kuf Gimel.